International Bible Study Commentary, verse-by-verse commentary and Bible lessons through the Bible. The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26, by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., recorded by Dave Carr. Hear now the word of the Lord from their New Revised Standard Version, John 17, 20 through 26. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. May the Lord bless this reading of His Holy Word. International Bible Study Commentary. John 17:20. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. If we are Christians, we can thank the Lord Jesus Christ for His prayer. Because His Father answered His prayer, we became Christians. Thank Him now. Jesus knew that He was about to suffer crucifixion, and He also knew that He would rise from the dead. So Jesus prayed and predicted that others would believe in Him through the testimony of His first disciples, those He set apart to tell the truth about Him, but who fearfully fled the night the soldiers arrested Jesus. Jesus knew that after He rose from the dead and appeared to them, that they would gather again and believe that the Father had sent Him. Jesus knew that they would preach His message in truth and in the power of the Holy Spirit, and they did. The book of Acts tells their early history. Throughout the subsequent centuries, those Jesus prayed for, including all those who study and teach the Bible in various parts of the world, have received all the blessings that He prayed would flow from His prayer, with more blessings yet to come and more people yet to believe. We believe in Him through the Word of God written, the Holy Bible written by His apostles. Today, His disciples continue to share the truth about Him according to the Scriptures. As we have seen and will see, God the Father answered every part of Jesus' prayer in John 17. That fact alone gives people enough reason to believe that Jesus taught the truth about the Father, Himself, and the future. John 17:21. That they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Jesus prayed to the Father and asked that the truths He taught and demonstrated to His disciples might be the foundation for all His followers being united throughout the ages. As Christians, Jesus is our leader, King, and Savior. Jesus prayed that all His future disciples might focus on following Him as revealed in the Bible, and then they might also agree and stay united in love, truth, and purpose based on His words and the words of His disciples who wrote the Bible. Jesus' prayer is difficult for us to understand, so Jesus gave an example from His relationship with His Father to describe what He meant when He prayed. The oneness Jesus prayed for begins with the oneness the Father and the Son enjoyed, a oneness that did not destroy or absorb their separate individual personhood or personalities. Their oneness became an example for Jesus' first disciples, Jesus' disciples were one in heart and mind. They were one in love, holiness, justice, and mercy. They were one in purpose and in perfect agreement about how Jesus would save sinners from their sins and grant eternal life to believers. They agreed with Jesus' words in John 17:3, for Jesus spoke the words the Father gave him. And this is eternal life, and that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. The oneness that Jesus prayed for centered around the Father and the Son as revealed in the Bible. Jesus did not pray that all his disciples must agree with human leaders who claimed to know God while teaching truths or purposes that the Bible did not reveal. Jesus did not pray for organized unity. He prayed that his disciples would agree with what the Bible clearly teaches as the Holy Spirit helps them understand. And that requires much humility and prayer on the part of Jesus' disciples. The unity that Jesus prayed for his disciples must be based on the Bible, the love that they have for one another, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit as Paul described in the Bible. Consider and pray for a Christ-like oneness that will be consistent with the words from the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5, 22-26. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. When the disciples of Jesus love, live, speak, and teach according to the Bible's teachings, some in the world will believe that the Father sent Jesus in answer to Jesus' prayer. The Father and Jesus lived and served together in perfect harmony when Jesus came into the world. Therefore, many believe that Jesus came from the true God. Jesus prayed for all his followers to agree in love according to God's word. Then some would seek Jesus, and Jesus would save those who believe in him through them. Jesus did not pray uniformity of thought and expression with no individuality or distinctive personalities. Jesus did not pray that all churches must be organized and conduct worship services according to the same pattern, or Christians must always wear the same type of special clothing. Jesus prayed for inner spiritual unity among his disciples, made possible by the Holy Spirit and those who believe the Bible is the true Word of God written. We cannot emphasize too strongly that true Christian unity must be according to the Bible, the Word of God written, and not according to human opinions. Disunity often begins with a departure from the Bible's teachings. John 17:22. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. God the Father gave Jesus the power to do the works he did to help people believe in him, all those the Father gave him. The way of life that Jesus revealed also revealed his glory and the glory of God the Father. God the Father gave glory to Jesus. God the Father gave Jesus the life and ministry Jesus had on earth when he sent Jesus into the world. Jesus imparted his glory, his way of life and ministry, to his disciples, so they could work perfectly together as the Father and the Son had perfectly worked together, so many would believe in Jesus. Jesus' glory and grace worked through his disciples as the Father and the Son intended. Jesus gave them the glory of God so they could heal the sick, work miracles of compassion, and preach with the power of the Holy Spirit in ways that would help people believe in Jesus. Jesus still gives his disciples glory, unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and a way of life, ministry, service, and purpose especially suited to them. John 17:23. I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Jesus Christ indwells his disciples. God the Father indwells Jesus. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to indwell his disciples. So, we can truthfully say with the Apostle Paul that we are temples of the living God on earth. In 2 Corinthians 6:16, Paul wrote, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." As imperfect as all Jesus' disciples remain until they see Jesus Christ face to face according to the Scriptures, consider every true follower of Jesus Christ as a loving, living, walking, talking temple of the living God. We are not yet perfect, but remember that God is still working within us. The Bible calls this process sanctification. Jesus is still completing the work that he began in us. The unity that Jesus' disciples maintain depends on their unity with God, who indwells them and every true disciple of Jesus. Disunity begins with some form of disobedience to God, a disregarding of Jesus' commands as revealed in the Bible. The way Jesus' disciples love, live, speak, and conform to the will of God revealed in the Bible will lead some into the world to understand that the Father sent Jesus into the world. Because God indwells Jesus' disciples, believers know from Jesus' prayer and experience that the Father loves them even as the Father loves Jesus. God loves all his children. The Father and the Son are one divine spiritual essence beyond our understanding. As divine persons, they indwell one another and have perfect love and communication, which is truly beyond our human and finite comprehension, but according to the Bible's teachings. When Jesus sent, and still sends, his Holy Spirit into his true followers, they know the love of God within them, and they know people will see the love of God within them as they speak and behave as the true God inspires them. Therefore, some will come to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Various verses in the New Testament explain what Jesus meant better than my words. Consider Romans 12:2-10, and think how Jesus fulfilled his Father's perfect will, and how we, as his disciples, in the process of sanctification, should love and live too. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy, in proportion to faith; ministry, in ministering; the teacher, in teaching; the exhorter, in exhortation; the giver, in generosity; the leader, in diligence; the compassionate, in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. outdo one another in showing honor. I suggest you study Romans 12 completely and prayerfully. John 17:24. Father, I desire that those also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. The Father gave Jesus all that he desired in his prayer because Jesus always prayed and prays according to the perfect will of God his Father. In John 14, Jesus promised to prepare a place in heaven for all his followers. Now, he prays that he will be with him in heaven when the time is right, after they have finished their work that he is for them in the world. Someday, all Jesus' disciples will see his glory in heaven. They will see the love and honor he had with his Father before they created the universe. John 17:25. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. Many sins and troubles we see in the world today result from many people not knowing God, and especially not knowing God as righteous Father. Jesus and his disciples knew God as their righteous Father. In his prayer, Jesus addressed his Father as Holy Father and Righteous Father, John 17:11 and John 17:25. Because the Father sent the Son into the world, who would be glorified when he died on the cross for the forgiveness of sinners, God the Father can be holy and righteous while loving us. That is, by loving and saving from sin and death all repentant sinners who trust in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because the Father is holy and righteous, he will declare righteous and restore to righteousness all who believe he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. He will create a new heaven and earth where everything and everyone will be made right. Because God is righteous and always does what is perfectly right and loving, and because every person has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, the world's situation in Jesus' day and our day is not as God intends. See Romans 2:12, 3:23, and 5:12. Therefore, he sent Jesus into the world, because God is righteous, and those in the world's system are unrighteous. They do not know God the Father or his Son. However, all those the Father sent and sends to Jesus come to know the true God. If we know God the Father, it is because the Father sent Jesus to reveal God to us. John 17:26. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus taught the truth that he and the love of God can be in us, and those who believe in him. The same love that the Father and the Son have for each other indwells everyone who trusts in Jesus with saving faith. Jesus made God the Father personally known to his disciples. Before his arrest in Mark 14:36, Jesus prayed, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." Jesus' disciples know God is their Father. Their Aramaic name Abba means Father. Paul explained the use of the name Abba Father in Romans 8:15 through 17. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Paul also wrote in Galatians 4:6, "And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Disciples of Jesus are adopted children of God, so they call God their Father. Another name of the Father is Savior, and the Father gave Jesus his name Savior. See John 17:11. The meaning of the name Jesus is Savior. The Father sent Jesus to save all who would believe in him. See John 3:16. The third person and divine name of God is Holy Spirit, the person that Jesus said he would send into his disciples. The Holy Spirit is an advocate, comforter, or helper like Jesus. In the process of sanctification, the Holy Spirit saves Jesus' disciples from committing many sins. By his work, we know that his name is also Savior. Remember these words of Jesus in John 14:16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." And in John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." And in John 15:26, Jesus said, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf." And in John 16:7, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Holy Spirit and the truth of God, Jesus, use the truth of God written, the words of Jesus and his disciples, the Bible, to save people by leading them to believe the Father sent Jesus into the world to grant eternal life to all who trust in him as Lord and Savior. Remember John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." The International Bible Lesson is from John 17:26. The primary purpose of people. Jesus prayed, "I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." Jesus' last words in his last prayer, for all who would become his disciples, through his first disciples' teachings, carry a great weight for us. Jesus prayed that we might be his disciples, that we might be in the Father and the Son, that we might be in them as the Father is in Jesus and as Jesus is in the Father. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul wrote that the disciples' body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which includes the Father and Son, for they cannot be separated from the Spirit. In Jesus' prayer, he revealed that the Father loves Jesus' disciples even as he loves Jesus, and he wants Jesus' disciples to be the temple of God. Consider this. The Father loves repentant sinners who believe in Jesus even as he loves his sinless Son. Even more than this, Jesus prayed that the love with which the Father loved him would be in his disciples, along with his presence within them. Humbly accept the fact that as a disciple of Jesus, he will make you so morally and spiritually clean inside that you are fit for God to love you and live within you, just as the Father and the Son love and live in one another. From Jesus' prayer, we learn that Jesus has given all his disciples work to do, and one of their primary purposes is to love and live in such a way that the world may believe the Father sent Jesus. To make his point, Jesus said this twice in John 17:21 and John 17:23. In John 17:21, Jesus prayed for his disciples, "As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, you may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me." In John 17:23, Jesus prayed, "I am in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." From Jesus' prayer, we know why God made us. The Father wants to love and live within and through Jesus' disciples, as he does Jesus. God wants Jesus' disciples to be the temple of God. Then, some in this world may come to see and believe that the Father sent Jesus, and he loves and lives within all who become disciples of Jesus. Copyright 2022 by L.G. Parkers, Jr. and Dave Carr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.